Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to the Thursday edition of the Bundle Astrology Podcast. Thomas Miller looking at stacked energy again here on Thursday, May 14th. Glad you're with us. Thanks for joining us. We're going to muddle our way through this. I was like, this thing is not going to shut me down. I'm going to figure out what to talk about all the way through this. And yesterday I put a comment up in our Facebook group, Subconscious Mind Mastery and Fun Astrology Podcast Listeners group in Facebook, and just asking, how are you experiencing this energy? There were some great comments. One person in particular mentioned that they were pivoting, in fact, a couple of people, that they were pivoting the energy from challenging, stressful, to working on the highest timeline and growing. So the theme was challenge with the purpose of growth, at least knowing that that was the ultimate objective. I think the main consensus was challenge with opportunity kind of theme. So I went looking in the chart. Where does this show up? Well, several people mentioned some kind of aspect to Chiron. Either this was all happening right on their Chiron or in a square, opposition, etc. So Chiron is definitely, no, Robert doesn't use it. He should. Y'all tell him that. That I think Chiron definitely shows us where we are going to face these challenges, just like I've told in my own story. This whole family money thing comes up. Boom! I mean, right there, you can't make this stuff up, and you can't ignore the placement of Chiron and that it's moving into that 19-degree mark and will be on this eclipse. Also, when you think about Chiron, you're looking right square at the North Node. Yes, they are moving away from each other. The conjunction has already happened, but they are still very close and conjoined. So there is massive karmic business at work. Those of us who have our eyes out for it are going to learn and grow tremendous lessons through this. And those who don't have eyes out for the karmic lessons are just going to miss a tremendous opportunity and may indeed be overwhelmed by all of this. Okay, here's another one. Midpoint of the sun and the moon is in the late degrees of Aries. There's some additional tension brought into that. The luminaries, the point in between the two luminaries in Mars-ruled Aries definitely could produce tension. It could also produce tremendous power. But at least for today, now this will keep moving as the moon moves into Gemini tonight, and there's more division too, by the way. Remember that. There's that opportunity to take the pull, to take the challenge and pull it in the high timeline direction. I do not know why people who do these online things call it a challenge. I saw Mike Dooley the other day called his little thing that he was doing an adventure. I like that a whole lot better than challenge, right? But if you frame up challenge as I'm going to use the tension to do the pull, then you're on the right track. You are on a high timeline path. Let me throw down another. Neptune in the late degrees of Pisces, which it's going to be for the next couple of years. It doesn't move all the way out until 2026, but I was just thinking about truth in all areas. And I've been following this story with Princess Catherine. I did a video that's on YouTube, and I think it was on TikTok back in January when the announcement of the quote-unquote abdominal surgery came out. And I know a lot of you live under the crown's rule, and it's one of the reasons I'm interested in this, very much so, because so many of us are connected to that institution. And I know in a way talking about this is almost like bringing politics into things, and we don't do that here, but I think it's an interesting story because for me, I don't see that what is being portrayed is probably aligned with exactly what's happening. Is that a polite way of talking about the shadowy side of Neptune? I hope so, because I know this can evoke emotions. And some people say, Thomas, leave it alone. Let the poor woman heal. And are saying basically that you believe the narrative. Maybe I should. But remember, my biblical moniker is Doubting Thomas. I mean, the woman has not been seen or heard of since. And I know you say, wait a minute, she did the photo. Did you see her do it? We need to wait. We need to find out more. I do agree, but It just seems awfully fishy. Now take that and portray that to my life, your coworker's life, and your family's life. Because aspects of that same Neptune that are playing out there are playing out everywhere. And that's why I point to it as an illustration. Whatever your thoughts on it are great and we'll eventually all know together. But in the meantime, we can use some of this to process Neptune in our own lives. And I've been observing this, even with the limited perspective I've had over the last 6 weeks or so with this move, I have seen the shadow side of Neptune, that it can lead to escapism, just checking out, through substances, typically. It can lead to lies and deceptions, impure motives, and just plain sliminess. So if we just acknowledge the influence, we say, okay, it's in there, and it's a slow mover, the second slowest mover of them all, that we're going to be with this for a while. Where am I aligning with the truth in all areas of my life? Am I being completely square, open, and honest? Am I speaking the truth, or am I slipping around in gray areas? Am I being slimy? Or you might say little white lies. You know, it's okay just to smooth it over. I'd rather not have the conflict. Be careful. Maybe with this bundled energy, the truth is what's needed in order to move to the higher ground. And that leads us to the last planet that we'll take a look at, Venus in Pisces. If we can find the higher ground, if we can find the love, the loving awareness, the higher timeline, then there is great comfort in that we are connecting with Source through that position in Pisces. For those in a relationship, think about being there in that tender moment with your beloved. The heartfelt security, comfort, I mean, in that purest of moments with the one you love, there are no games. It is tender. And if you've ever experienced it, you know it is the highest and purest, I think, that we can experience here on Earth. And that is possible too. And if you're not in that kind of relationship right now, find somebody and just tell them you love them. Just pass on loving awareness. That's the best medicine right now. Stay on that high timeline side. Even when the conflict comes, find the pivot. Not some bad lessons for a chart that isn't moving around. No aspects. Well, the moon enters Gemini tonight, as mentioned. Nothing tomorrow, nothing Saturday, but I'll be back. You guys have a good one. Love you. Mwah.